From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. A long-running fight over whether a new naval sonar hurts whales has flared up again. Federal regulators are about to decide whether to let the Navy test the new sonar in most of the world's oceans. In a video made by the Navy, the sonar sounds like this when it passes through a group of singing whales. That was a humpback whale song, followed by the resonant hum of new sonar. The sounds were processed to make them easier to hear. Government biologists say the new sonar poses little threat to whales, but environmentalists who disagree are trying hard to stop the Navy's plans. NPR's John Nielsen reports.
In the language of the Navy, the new sonar is known as SIRTAS LFA. Hanging in the water underneath a Navy research boat, it doesn't look especially impressive. Anybody who's been to a rock concert has seen bigger speakers than these. But when you turn it on, the SIRTAS LFA outperforms every other sonar system in the world. Basically, it sends out blasts of energy that cover hundreds of square miles. The Navy built this system to find submarines that slip past other kinds of sonar. The Pentagon says that makes it essential to the national defense. Retired Vice Admiral Malcolm Fagis put it this way in a Navy film promoting the new system.
The SIRTAS low-frequency active acoustic system is a critical system which will help us solve the anti-submarine warfare problem, particularly as the threat around the world continues to proliferate.
But by some accounts, the very thing that makes SIRTAS LFA so useful may also be making it a threat to marine mammals. Biologists say it's possible that the energy pulses sent out by the sonar could make it hard for these animals to communicate, navigate, or even reproduce. Joel Reynolds of the Natural Resources Defense Council says other kinds of sonar have done just that and more. He says the Navy needs to do more testing to prove that the new system is safe.
We simply can't allow the Navy to play Russian roulette with our oceans, but that's what the LFA system will do.
Right now, the Navy's only allowed to test this sonar in an isolated part of the Western Pacific. But they want to do much more by putting the devices on 4 ships that would range over most of the world's oceans. In order to do that, the Navy needs to get a permit from the National Marine Fisheries Service, and last month that agency proposed to grant it, concluding that the system posed a negligible threat to the health of marine mammals. Reynolds calls that a wild guess.
The fact of the matter is they turn this system on, and they have no real idea what it's doing because it goes so far they can't monitor it, much less regulate it.
That's not an argument that seems to wash with the official who proposed to give the Navy the new permit, fisheries biologist Ken Hollinshead of the National Marine Fisheries Service. He says the Navy has spent millions on research into the side effects of the SIRTAS LFA since 2002. He says those tests seem to show that while some kinds of whales stop singing and swim away when the sonar waves hit, there is no evidence that these whales have been harmed in any way. Hollinshead adds that his agency will make sure the Navy takes lots of steps to ensure that the sonar isn't even turned on when whales are nearby.
They have visual observers watching on the surface. They have a passive acoustic listening for any vocalizations from marine mammals. It ensures that the area around the 2 kilometers around the LFA source does not have any marine mammals inside that area.
Critics say those are good ideas, but argue that they may not be enough to protect whales. They also say the Fisheries Service hasn't given the public enough time to respond to the new plan, which was unveiled just 2 weeks ago. The public comment period on the new proposal closed today. Hollinshead says the agency has gotten thousands of requests to extend it. Hollinshead says he's considering those requests, but adds that the Navy's permits could be issued by the middle of August. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.